Connor, after everything you've accomplished this year, this must be kind of like the icing on the cake, I imagine.
Well, this is exciting for many reasons, but mainly because I love it here and I want to be part of this team, and I really believe this team has what it takes.
What were the last couple of weeks like for you to get this done?
You know, my agent, Ray, has done a phenomenal job going back and forth, and I've just been focusing on myself, making sure I'm training the right way and enjoying the summer and getting my mind right for next year.
Carter, you know, what is it about you that knows that last year wasn't just sort of a one-off, that you can make this sort of a recurring theme for this club over the course of this contract?
Well, that's my goal. My goal is to prove it, and I've always believed in myself, and I have the right people around me. I have the right agent and the right organization and the right trainer and the right goalie coaches to help me succeed, and anytime something falters, we know exactly what to fall back on.
You're in, I think, with the top six or seven netminders, highly paid in the league. What do you feel like that's sort of where you are? Is that where you've elevated your game to?
Yeah, you know, I expect the most out of myself, and I want everyone to expect the most out of me because I want to bring my A-plus game every single night, and if it's not A-plus, it's good enough to win, and that's the key for this team is everyone wanting to do more.
Locking you down, they've locked down, obviously, you know, Dustin is here and Mark is here and Nick Ehlers, there's a couple of guys still to come. What does it say about the organization that they're locking down some key pieces?
I think it says it all. I think they believe in us. They really, truly think that the character in this room is going to get us a championship, and I think everyone in this locker room believes the same thing.
Why did you want to be here long-term, Connor?
Just because I've settled in, and the fans are great, and the organization's great, and I've gotten along great with the team here, and the chemistry's been built, and I think the tools are in this locker room to be a championship team, and that's fun. You know, that's fun to play, and that's the reason we grew up playing, is to have this kind of chance and go after our dream.
There was obviously so much talk last season about the work that you did during the summer and some of the changes that you made. Is there a particular focus for you this off season, or is it just kind of sticking with what you did last year?
Well, I kind of put it in my trainer's hands. He's got a goal in mind, and I've kind of amplified everything I've done last year and really took those fine-tuning pieces and fine-tuning them a little bit more, getting the details better and making sure everything is A-plus right from the start of the season. There's no easing into it. It's going to be ready to go the second I get here.
When you reflect on the 17-18 season and your performance, what are the things that stand out?
Just the fact that our team was winning and enjoying it. We were having so much fun in this locker room, and you could feel it in the locker room that everyone was happy and having fun and wanting to come to practice, wanting to come to the rink, and You don't get that every day, and you don't get that every place you go. And just to have a team around you that's like that is just it's really fun to be part of.
Now we get terms are now starting to be released around this league, so we have a sense of what the contract is. Was there something symbolic about the $37 million?
I knew that question was going to come. Sure, I like it. No,
you
it's
have
a great number.
A higher jersey number.
I think I was going for 73 at one point. No, it's an exciting time, and you know, just the hard work we've put into this past year and the year before, and you know, it's an exciting time to be in Winnipeg.
But it wasn't a set that you wanted it to equal 37.
No, it wasn't. I mean, definitely feels good that it landed there, but it wasn't anything set.
Connor, you went through this last season needing a contract, and now this time, what are you like while this is going on and it's not done?
Honestly, not a whole lot. I'm just going about my everyday business, and I know I have a great agent. He's going to figure it out, and he's going to give me all the details all at once, and I don't really have to worry about it too much. I just continue making sure that I'm making myself the best I possibly can be.
Connor, the chance to play in a Canadian city long-term in front of these fans, just how much did that factor into your decision to stay here long-term?
Oh, that's a huge factor. I think the fans are great, and the playoff atmosphere was incredible, and I think that's part of a championship team. They need that atmosphere, and like I said, I think the tools are all here.
What about the addition of Laurent Boursois? Obviously you're friends with him and you work out with him. What's that mean to you?
Yeah, he's a great guy. I think we're gonna have a blast together, and just the fact that we do the same stuff, we train the same way during the year, there's not gonna be any hiccups. It's gonna be just smooth sailing. Flats is gonna be able to do exactly what we need, and I think it's gonna make us both better.
How important is that relationship, Connor, between the two netminders? Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's huge because even on a bad day, and we're not talking game days, we're talking maybe a practice, you have a couple off drills, and you have that relationship where you can go ask them, like, hey, did you see anything, or maybe just a little bit of support. You know, don't worry, it's not as bad as you think, you know. And having that chemistry between the two goaltenders is is kind of important because during a long year, things can get down, and you got to remember just to keep it even keel, not too high, not too low.
Jay asked you about this last summer. Now moving, looking back at the season that was, is there a highlight for you?
Sure, one highlight.
I don't think there's one highlight. I think all of playoffs was just so fun to be a part of, and the crowd was awesome, and the street party. I still hear stories about it, how fun that was, and I just want to get back and have another chance at it.
So what's your plan for the short-time future here now, right now?
I'm just going to continue enjoying the summer, keep working hard and making sure I'm making myself the best I can be every day.
You go back to Michigan?
I do go back to Michigan, yes. I'm here for a wedding, for Hutchinson's wedding, and then I'll go out to Kelowna, train a little bit, and then back to Michigan.
You know, there's a couple of other key free agents that this team's going to want to nail down, too. I mean, do you kind of sit on the edge of your seat hoping that, you know, your top defensive pairing gets nailed down pretty quick?
Oh, absolutely. I want all the guys to get locked down and hopefully for long term, because I really do believe that every piece that we need is in this locker room. And I know we have a good GM, so they're going to take a good long look at this team. And I think they know that we have what it takes.
Connor, how long is that Net 360 program this summer? Like, how long do you go for?
The Net 360 is specifically a week, but the trainer is, it all ties into, I mean, everything we do. There's no really off time. It's always adding tools and pieces and details and workouts, even during the year.
But you'll be out, I'm sorry, will you be out there out west then for about a week?
Yeah, about a week at a time. I usually go for about a week a month.